Chapter 1. The Auditions. Based on the episode by Tim Fetterly. Miss Jen pulled her car into the faculty parking lot of East High. It was the first day of school, and she was excited to start her new job as the drama teacher. She took a deep breath and looked down at her phone. "Oh, come on," she said, hitting the screen. The buffering interrupted the song "We're All in This Together" from her favorite high school musical movie. She looked up from the screen to the East High banner, hanging over the school's front doors. She had seen that red sign with white block letters so many times. And now here she was, ready to tackle the first day of school at the famous East High. She got out of her car just as two boys on skateboards whizzed by her. She was pressed against the car. "Sorry," one called out. "Our bad," the other said. "All good," Miss Jen said with a smile. "No bad." As she turned to head into the school, she didn't realize her dress was caught in the car door. Rip. "Great. First costume change," Miss Jen muttered to herself. She shook off the mishap and joined the stream of students heading inside the school. Walking ahead of Miss Jen were Ricky Bowen and his best friend Big Red.
"Today's the day, Big Red," Ricky said.
He was holding his skateboard and helmet in his hands.
"It's happening." "Junior year, baby," Big Red said, grinning. "Might grow a mustache. Might do a lot of things."
"Dude," Ricky said, turning to look at his redheaded friend.
"I'm talking about Nini. Today's the day we start over."
Inside the school, Nini Salazar Roberts walked down the hallway with her best friend Courtney, sharing stories about her summer at drama camp.
"Oh, wait, I want to show you a picture," Nini said, holding her phone up. "This was my costume in Act 2.
"Flawless," Courtney said.
"Love it."
"And this is the wig that almost fell off in the middle of my ballad," Nini continued.
Down the hall, Ricky and Big Red made their way into East High.
"We texted. She sounded neutral," Ricky told Big Red as they walked. "Nothing about bad news or needing to have a big talk. Just, hey." "That's good, right?"
"Summers are no man's land, Ricky," said Big Red.
"I don't know what hey means. And neither do you."
"I think it's good,"
Ricky said, trying to convince himself. Nini and Courtney continued their talk in front of Nini's locker.
"And this," Nini said.
Courtney took the phone from Nini's hand. She zoomed in on the hot guy in the photo.
"Oh, I know who that is, Nini," she said, smiling.
"Girl, I'm like 0.2 seconds away from making that my lock screen," Nini said with a twinkle in her eye. She turned to open her locker.
"I can't tell if you're glowing or you're sunburnt," Courtney said.
Nini grinned.
"Definitely glowing," she said. "I had the best summer ever."
"And what does you know who have to say about all this?"
Courtney asked, leaning into her locker. Nini took her phone back.
"I'm waiting for the right time to tell him," she said.
"Yo, Nini,"
Ricky said as he and Big Red approached the girls.
"What's good?"
"How do you feel about right now?"
Courtney asked Nini.
"Hey,"
Ricky said.
"Hey,"
Nini replied. She took a deep breath.
"Can we talk?"
She didn't wait for his response.
"I met someone at camp," she said. "I didn't plan."
Ricky slumped. It had been his idea to take a summer pause, but he hadn't thought that Nini would actually meet someone at drama camp. Sure, he had hung out with a couple of girls over the summer, but all he had done was talk about Nini the whole time.
"Wait, is this a joke?"
he said, interrupting her.
"Still talking here,"
Nini said with great confidence.
"Oh, snap," Courtney exclaimed with pride. "I didn't plan for it to happen, but it happened," Nini told him.